today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
He had a bad day. So did this lady in New Jersey. Why do they put the accelerator and the brake so close together on a car?
No. Does she say that?
No. But also, why do you build the exit to a car wash facing a river?
Oh, no.
Hey, guys. Tim from Iowa. Got a little joke for you. Three-legged dog walks into an Old West saloon and says, "Which one of you shot my paw?"
You're better than that. Don't you laugh at that.
I thought you'd like that.
No, no.
So I put the can of her lady's shave cream. It's not ladies. It's like, it's a standard one.
Noxzema.
Barbasol.
Barbasol.
Barbasol. She puts it up there. That's what she uses.
The Beard Buster, Mike. That's what their motto.
Well, it's not that beard. Okay.
What are you saying about Carl?
Thank you.
How dare you?
Yeah, what are you saying about Carl?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
The title of today's episode, Sorry, Carla.
Oh, sorry. No. What's the sorry?
Sorry, Carla, for gaining a pound yesterday when we had our lobsterman buddy Zach over for steamed mussels. And I ate too many and then went into the IPA train and had six total IPAs.
IPA train coming.
So, and then, when you were eager to have me get on the scale, were you anxious to know that I'd misbehaved and I was up a full pound from the previous day's weigh-in? Well, that's the truth, Carla. I did. And because I did have that piece of crack candy that Carla makes crack. Have you ever heard of crack?
Oh, yes.
The crack candy with the saltines and then the caramel and then the chocolate. And it's one of Zach's favorite things. And, of course, Zach, he of hauling lobster pots all day, gets to eat whatever he wants.
Got calories to burn.
Yeah, exactly.
He's
his fuel.
Yeah, he needs his fuel. He needs more.
And he lingered. We had what we expected would be a brief. Well, we didn't really have any expectations on it being a brief evening, but it went into the evening hours, and the conversation was wonderful. Yeah. And so it was a very nice Wednesday evening, but
a pound is nothing, and that could just be a recalibration required on the hardware.
Well, who knows? But apologies
to that.
Turn it off
and turn it back on again.
Round and pound.
Apologies for our power walks when you'll be quoting from Noom to me, and I'll respond with something along the lines of, that's what I say.
Lose a pound just thinking about it.
That's true.
Did you say, Oscar, did you say love yourself?
So, I must admit.
Oscar said love yourself. Noom, I've heard love yourself. Yes.
It really helps you think about food in a different way.
Yeah.
Does it work for everybody right away? No. Mm-hmm. But it gives you a nice path that's non-traditional and realistic. Mm-hmm. So part of that is what is the ethos of loving yourself and respecting your body.
Right.
So there's some of that language, which when you told me that Carla's telling you that, I can see she's really subscribing. But I would say that nobody loves himself more than Mike O'Mara.
Thank you.
So, but it's
That's a complicated relationship.
It's a very complicated
and
relationship.
And I wouldn't say altogether
one
functional.
One I haven't figured out quite yet.
No one has.
It might be dysfunctional.
It might be dysfunctional. Your love of
I
yourself.
I would say love yourself
love
less.
Love thyself less.
Right.
Love yourself less.
Yeah.
And then you may think that your talent and your wit don't make up for the poundage. And if you love yourself less, then you'll be like,
play hard to get with yourself.
With yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to see how I ate Oh, by the way, if you like mussels, you see how I was tuning him out like I tuned Carl out?
It's cool, of course.
You know how people order mussels in restaurants all over America?
Sure.
Well, they get them up here. They get them out on the Skilling's River.
They're fantastic.
I mean, they're literally out of the water, into Zach's truck, and over to my house, and then we put the steamer on.
Fresh mussels.
And there are no condiments. There are no nothing. They are steamed in sea. They are no Old Bay.
Oh,
they
Old
are
Bay is
steamed
that's
in seawater.
Fighting words for Maine. Mm. Yeah.
They are steamed in seawater, and then
and that gives them a little bit of salt, right? I mean, just a little.
And it's a bag. It's a big red bag.
a ton of them. You'd spend $1 million to get
now,
these.
Now, I have a question.
All protein,
at the front,
correct?
At the front of the summer.
There must have been some fat in there.
The fat comes in the saltines.
Yeah, fun.
Question. At the front of the summer, you said that you were pretty sure that all food of the sea was giving you headaches. How'd you do with
well,
the muscles?
Well, I doubled up on my aspirins.
Oh, good. Okay.
Ooh.
So this happens with them.
You lasted
we'll
a couple months.
Yeah, his blood is basically vapor today.
Well, think about what he's been doing. He had no seafood for like the first month in Maine.
Right.
He gained 20 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, might as well get the migraines and less poundage. Probably
well,
healthier.
That's kind of, you know, it's a healthy way to eat, but obviously the IPAs with a rather large ABV, which, by the way, for you kids out there, is alcohol by volume.
That's right.
And that, I think, put the weight on me.
That
and
can
then I did
also
have a
cause
little...
headaches, though, the IPAs.
Yeah, but not the kind that is caused by migraine. But
no.
To Mrs. O'Mara, I promise you, I will try to do better. I will try to do better. We have no social calendar event today. Then it's Friday night, of course. It's the king's birthday, so
the king's
the king's feast, and the king's birthday. But it's going to be a small conclave of people coming over here. It's not going to be every family member I have. It's just my sister and maybe the next door neighbors.
Is that
and
by
maybe
design,
Zach
or were there lots of declines?
No, it's by design. It's by design.
Rude.
It's just we usually get we usually
Michael's
get acceptances.
Birthday.
I know
we don't come over for Mike's birthday, but little Michael.
We don't get declines. Yeah. They come over and then they invite. Oh, they don't. But anyway, that's okay.
Given the opportunity to decline, you would have that, but you don't.
Right. You would like that opportunity.
Does Michael get to choose the food at the party?
Well, not really. No, I mean he's got his cake, and then we're still trying to figure out what to do. I've requested barbecue chicken thighs.
Delicious.
As long as you
delicious,
have nine, Mike.
Yeah.
As long as you have
what's
nine.
That?
As long as you have nine, like Rob does.
Nine.
Hey, Oscar, how
that's
about
right.
this?
Nine.
Here's nine words for you.
Okay, no, stop. Behave.
Why do you got to get hostile? We're friends.
Yeah. No, you're not friends because you're bringing up something that's stupid and inappropriate.
You said
you said
nine.
Too much. I said I ate until I was full. That's
your
what
beard
I said.
Looks good, though, Rob. Your
I trimmed it
really
today.
Good.
Thank you.
Are you dyeing it around the edges? Because it
I
looks blonde.
I haven't in a while.
You look like Jack Wagner around the edges of the beard, and then you've got the gray.
If I had a nickel for every time I get compared to Jack Wagner, always
well,
Jack
it looks
Wagner.
Like it's a different I mean, it's like a blonde color. Are you doing a blonde color?
I did Just for Men about a month and a half ago, and it's faded out because what happened is Oscar, and this I will say, Oscar and I in real life, we really are friends. He said, you know, that 5 minutes they tell you on the box, that's sort of guesswork. You may want to try six because it wasn't.
Yeah, well, I always went longer.
Yeah,
I always went longer.
Well,
and then
I was
you guys remember when I'd come in when I overcooked it, right?
Well, that's what I thought because I left it in for like six. I was using literally the iPhone to time it, and I leave the bathroom and I go check something. I come back at like 6 minutes and 15 seconds, and it looks really like it was put on with a Sharpie. And I go, I do like a Ned Flanders scream.
I've done that.
And I don't even have the shower water running yet because I thought, you know, this can't, 15 seconds can't make a difference.
No big deal.
I've done that before.
And it
I've done that
out,
when you want to come into the studio and go, I am now going to saw a woman in half. You know,
four
that's
score and 7 years ago. But it turns out after you shampoo it, it's not as severe as when the glue
is
in.
Yeah, it goes.
But that was only my second or third time, and it scared me enough to back off.
Try 7 minutes.
7 minutes? Yeah. Seven minutes abs.
Look, you get 3 days in. It depends on how many times you like how quick. I guess what's your shower reps if you do it every day?
Every Saturday night.
Right.
So, if you shower every day, the dye you put in on that Monday, you're gonna have to reapply by that Thursday if you're lucky. If you're lucky, you'll make it to Thursday.
Right. Well, see, the first time I did it, I thought it looked pretty good, and I also thought it looked better on like the third day because it wasn't quite as severe.
Mixed.
Yeah, it's sort
of dulls in, mixes in.
So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and do another stab.
Do
at
8 minutes, and let's see where that goes.
Well, let's do 10 minutes.
Can I get my last apology to my wife?
Oh,
out
more
of the way?
Apologies.
Yeah,
right.
On the title of today's show.
Shower reps.
Yes. Sorry, Carla.
This is the second day in a row. So Carla and I are obviously different body types. So when Carla puts her whatever that stuff we got from that sponsor last year, it's called Method, and it's shower spray.
Yeah,
spray it all over your shower.
Cleans.
And she puts it. And it sits in the center of the doorway, okay? Which I'm sure for her, you know, she zings by it. And then she has her ladies' shave cream on the little. It's the handle in the back of the shower. We have a stand up shower, and there's plenty of shelving up top to put that.
Yes.
But where she puts it for the second day in a row,
the shower has
a
handle.
I will get in there, and I'll. What's that?
Your shower has a handle.
Well, no, it's no, not that kind of handle. Not like a handicap jug.
I thought
it's
we were just thinking place.
Do you know where the soap goes?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's the soap dish.
And you know how it has that little, bar that comes out?
Forgive
me. She sits it on top of there. Yeah. So I, when I turn around to do my shave.
God damn it.
And then this morning, again, my ass brushes by it one time. Then, God, and I so I put it up on her side of the shelving.
Okay.
Where, by the way, her side of the shelving, where every possible shampoo, conditioner, soap, face wash.
Gotta have options.
It's amazing. This is what's special about our shower. Every cosmetic ever invented is on that shelf.
Like a museum.
Every single one. Every single one. So I put the the can of her ladies' shave cream. It's not ladies. It's like, oh, God, it's a standard one.
Noxzema.
Barbasol.
Barbasol.
Barbasol. She puts it up there. That's what she uses.
The beard buster, Mike. That's what their motto.
Well, it's not that beard. Okay.
What are you saying about Carl?
Thank you.
How dare you?
Yeah, what are you saying about Carl?
What a jerk.
He didn't mean it, though. I know. See, he's so innocent.
Sure.
I know he didn't mean it.
I'm sure.
I don't think he meant it. But
I was
going to
maybe work that into the bonus show copy. Brought to you by Barbasol.
Now, that where that shelf is above my head. And where that shelf is, if that can comes off that shelf, that's a toe breaker.
Yeah.
And people have broken toes. People have broken toes in the shower based on things they've had up there.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So the
foot
God
injury
damn it,
is nothing to laugh about.
No.
Precisely. Mm. Who wants to do that? Precisely. Who wants to deal with that? I'm turning into Jesse Ventura. It's a conspiracy. She puts all her cosmetics, so I'll break my foot.
I bet that Jesse Ventura, I get the impression he's more of a bath guy.
Yeah. Oh, really? Like a big old-fashioned cloth
bathtub?
Oh,
yeah.
Bathtub.
I think I'm going to go in for a soak.
Yeah, there we are.
Yep, 3 hours later.
Look at me clean as a whistle.
Boy, oh boy, this is nice and warm. Mind the balls now. But anyway, so.
He's got somebody else cleaning him up.
Yeah, it's a two-man tub.
Mrs.
It's a
Ventura.
Two-man tub.
If there is a Mrs. Ventura, you know. There you go. There you go. Oh, yeah, that's the ticket.
She could also be named Jesse, short for Jessica. Jessica Ventura.
So those are the three apologies, because I did exclaim. And then the guy that's coming, the handyman's coming today, and I might have exclaimed something about my schedule and no one else's schedule, and that's it. So I've been a bit of a bear, an angry little bear.
That's fine. Today. That's fine.
A
the
cute,
name of today's
angry
show
little
is
bear
Sorry, Carla.
Like, you're self-aware.
Sorry, Carla. Yes.
That's the most important part, and I think we've established a few things here. You love yourself.
Yes.
Right? We're going to tame that down or tamp that down a little bit.
We're just going to shift the love.
Yes. If you love yourself less, maybe this diet game you've been playing all summer will work.
Mm-hmm.
I plan to be back on the stick today.
Ooh.
And I know this, that if Carla is upset with you, you're sorry she feels that way.
Yes. And by the way, it's a stick that goes into a sugar daddy lollipop. Made out of pure American caramel. Yum, 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 yum. Meow, meow, meow. All right, when we come back, we're going to start the show because we do have yaks. And,
boy.
And we're going to, I didn't get to them yesterday. And, we start with an old friend, a very, very wonderful old friend, especially of Rob's. When we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show, sorry, Carla.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Are these the acts of Englishmen?
Not Englishman, Dickinson. American.
No, sir.
American. Please, Mr. Dickinson, must you start banging? How is a man to sleep?
Forgive me, Dr. Franklin, but must you start speaking? How is a man to stay awake?
If I'm to hear myself called an Englishman, sir, I assure you I prefer I'd remain asleep.
Oh, now what's so terrible about being called an Englishman? The English don't seem to mind.
Nor would I, were I given the full rights of an Englishman. But to call me one without those rights is like calling an ox a bull. He's thankful for the honor, but he'd much rather have restored what's rightfully his.
I have come to the conclusion that one useless man is called a disgrace, that two are called a law firm, and that three or more become a Congress. And by God, I have had this Congress. For 10 years, King George and his parliament have gulled, cullied, and diddled these colonies with their illegal taxes. And when we dared stand up like men, they have stopped our trade, seized our ships, blockaded our ports, burned our towns, and spilled our blood.
There's no reason for increased volume. I am scanning your interrogatives quite satisfactorily. I am the voice of Knight Industry 2000's microprocessor, K-I-T-T for easy reference. A kit, if you prefer.
No, I don't prefer, and what's more, I don't intend to drive around in a car that talks back to me, so either Devin pulls your plug, or you get yourself another driver.
I am not qualified to overrule your wishes.
Well, that's real good to hear, Kit.
As you wish, Mr. Knight. But since you are still recovering from your ordeal, and I detect we're in a slightly irritable mood caused by fatigue, may I suggest you put the car in the auto-cruise mode for safety's sake?
No, you may not.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Never before was a car so much smarter than his driver.
Sit down, John.
Do a little of the voice. It's so great.
There we are. Turn left, turn right. Turn left, turn right. Right over here.
By the way, when you played the clip from a wonderful film, 1776, based on a Broadway play that I saw with my dear departed Aunt Mary in New York City years and years and years and years and years ago, that's some scenery chewing right there.
Oh,
that's some
great
acting, which they now really annoys me a little
brought
bit.
They really brought that Broadway energy to the big screen.
It was really a Broadway. If you want to see a Broadway play, in a movie, 1776, you know, I got a lady to watch it.
Although, you know what? It really does tell the story of the Declaration very well. It's good to show to, like, a middle schooler.
It's like, when they just, when they go see Hamilton.
No, I don't care for the music.
Well, it's, but all right, Rob.
This guy. Right?
We are live.
I don't like the music.
No. Rob just got back. Rob just got back from the Greenville, North Carolina rally.
Oh, yeah, we're going to make America great again.
How dare
you. Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for the program. If you're a first-timer, sit back and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS. From Flemington, New Jersey to Tempe, Arizona, from Austin, Texas to Krakow, Wisconsin, from Webster, New York to Yanger, Veracruz, Mexico, and many more to come. We have them every week. Send us your cities.
Do it.
Send them to Rob, and we'll put them on next week for you, because we do a set of new cities every single week on the Mike O'Mara Show. Our show today brought to you by 23andMe. Nowadays, we can use data to learn about who we are. 23andMe allows you to go beyond ancestry to access more personalized insights about you based on your DNA. Learn things like the Deep Sleep Report. If you've always suspected that you feel sleepier than others after missing out on a night of sleep, you might be imagining things. Your genes may be involved.
So crazy.
And I always am sleepy when I'm reading that because I can't read it right. You might not be imagining. Okay. Alcohol flush reaction. Does alcohol turn your cheeks a pink, a rosé color? You may have the alcohol flush reaction. Learn about the genetic factors that make it hard for some people to process alcohol.
Yeah, I keep trying, though.
Yeah, you got to practice. Saturated fat and weight report. Well, that speaks for itself. All of us at TMOS did 23andMe. Our results are fascinating. See what your genes can say about your health, your traits, and more. Buy your Health Plus Ancestry Service Kit today at 23andme.com/TMOS. That's the number 23andme.com/TMOS. Again, 23andme.com/TMOS. And a programming note, Chris Freitz and I will be doing a very, very deep dive on what I consider to be a very serious deal.
Right. Big deal. Now.
And we'll be talking about it on the show today. A lot. Probably that'll be all we'll talk about. So that's political persuasions. That's going to drop.
Coming up, people.
Later on
a
tonight.
Hot tamale.
Hey, grab it.
Absolutely.
Tamale. And, get it?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I'm going to rant, but there's every chance I might rant a little bit because it's a rantable situation.
I hope so. Chris, we'll rants, and I hope Chris dances.
Yes, he's always good for the dancing.
Really?
All right. Without further ado, we didn't get to all the yaks. We had a ton of them this week. And let's get some more of your phone calls right now. We start out with a big fan of the show and somebody whose name we've always known because she's got a beautiful name. Let's go.
Hi, guys. This is All the Way with Kiki K.
Hey!
Thanks for bringing back Make Me Laugh. A guy and a girl are in a bar. The guy says, "What's your name?" She says, "Carmen." He says, "Why Carmen?" She says, "Because I like cars and I like men." "What's your name?" He says, "Beer."
Okay.
What? All the way.
Kiki.
It's all the way.
Naughty, naughty.
Kiki. Dirty birdie Kiki and our first edit of the day.
Classy lady. Yeah, classy lady.
I could warn the guys, but I don't. Would you like to hear from
her? You know, I think she's a teacher.
Oh, really? Well, you know what? Our teachers, like Linda Herr, Kiki Kay, and, you know, they like to vent a little bit.
Yeah, especially when you go all the way.
They're doing the work of the Lord, Rob.
They really are.
And educating our youngsters. Would you like to hear from an attorney?
I would.
Here's an attorney call.
Hello. This is a phone call for Mike O'Mara. This is Cliff Henderson, Esquire. I'm representing one Michael O'Mara in Maine right now, currently in Southwest Florida. He has instructed me and paid me to read you the following statement, which I have filed in his legal papers. The statement is as follows.
All right.
Excuse me. The statement is as follows. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I don't want to. I don't want to. No,
it's my
I don't.
Son.
Yes.
That's not the kind I like. I don't like that kind of candy. I like this kind of candy. Okay. No. No, Daddy, no. I'm telling Mommy.
Oh!
I'm telling Mommy. No, no, no.
Michael's got an attorney.
Yeah.
The statement, it continues in other 14 pages, mostly including the word no. I am obligated to read you about 20% of the following. No, no. No, I don't want to. I don't want to go. Where are we going? I hate you. I never get anything you never do. It was a little garbled, but mostly you get the
I get
idea.
It.
Yes,
I understand.
I'll be filing this legal papers on his behalf.
Yes.
The Augusta County Courthouse. And
Augusta.
Michael will see you in court. Thank you. Good day to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very
He's
much.
He's awfully That's litigious it. For a five-year-old.
It's amazing at five to already be in the system.
So, yes, of course. The system.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight it.
You got to fight it, Mike. You got to fight it.
You can't lay down.
You got to fight
Don't
it.
Lay some, down,
Some
baby.
Say, hey, that'll cost you $5,000. It's not worth it. No, no. He's got to learn something.
Oh, the lesson is worth $5,000. Yeah.
TMOS Yak Shack, ladies and gentlemen.
Yak Shack. It's Kevin and Frederick. I was calling because I wanted to ask Rob if he had seen Jerry Seinfeld's Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with Jerry Lewis.
Of course.
When I was a kid, I was a big fan watching his old films and everything, and it was horrible watching his old depleted body shrinking behind that desk as Jerry asked him all the questions. Just had to ask Rob, if you've seen it, you had an opinion. That's it. I'll hang up and listen.
All right, so Jerry Lewis was on Comedians.
Yeah, I seen
in the
it.
Car. Was he in the car? Did Jerry get in the car?
Yeah, they went to. Actually went to breakfast, and Jerry ate mostly bacon. But he's right. Jerry looks defeated, and Jerry looks every bit his age. But here's why I thought it was okay.
Okay.
Is because it was a very reverent interview, and that was the last thing Jerry ever did. That was his last television.
When did it drop? Last year?
Yeah, it was after Jerry
or
died.
Or 2 years ago?
After Jerry died. So I think it was in the last season.
Oh, it aired after he died.
Okay. Actually, it might have been filmed while he was dying, if you watch.
Did you have grease stains on your pants?
I did not. No.
Well, why did the guy hate it? So he was hard. Why was it so
hard? Was it sad to see him that way?
It's sad to see Jerry look as bad as he did. But the two cool things is that Seinfeld actually dressed up with short pants like Jerry would do when he was the Nutty Professor as a sign of respect. And the car they drove in was the exact car that Jerry had in Vegas in the 1960s. Some sort of European import convertible. And to see Jerry sort of light up when he saw...
I wish you'd remember. For a car guy, I wish you'd remember
the car they had. That would be, because Jerry starts every dozen. This is the 1962. Yeah.
It might have been like an MG.
Bugatti.
It
What's might that? Have
been like an MG. It was a
really cute, like a small. Was it a little small?
It was
small,
a little. It was a little guy. But the thing is, that was one of the moments that Jerry sort of lit up because he remembered owning that car. So you know what? Sweet. So many times when you see someone that has passed away, their last appearance is an embarrassment. This is not an embarrassment. It's sad, bittersweet, but it wasn't an embarrassment. So I was okay with it.
So you wouldn't call it horrible. You'd call it good.
Yeah. Yeah. I think a nice cherry on the Jerry Sunday.
Okay, very good. Are you ready for some snark,
yes,
gentlemen?
Yes, please.
Here's some snark on the TMOS Yak Shack. By the way, you can call us anytime, 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. And we take calls and play them sometime. We never know when.
Right.
So let's listen
we'll
to
take
some. When I say snark, it can't be good.
Hey, Larry from Pittsburgh checking in. A month ago, someone yacked about properly setting the date on the bonus show episodes for those who like to listen in order, and I cannot help but notice you ignored that request. What gifts? And please, Rob, stop pretending that the bonus shows are recorded on Fridays when you reference them on Thursday's show. It insults the listeners, your colleagues, and yourself. Meow, meow, meow.
That's snarky. That's so what's the deal with the...
I'm expecting much worse.
What's the deal with the bonus show dates and all
Let's
that?
Let's say you fellas.
They're dated on the day they drop, yes?
Yes, absolutely. And there are certain programs that can't use the date. It's too difficult to explain on the air, but essentially you can't have a date in one
this
of the
This man
streams.
Is learning.
Yes.
Old Pony, prior to his 37th birthday, would have gone into some diatribe of detail. Today, as a 37-year-old and a man of the world, almost fully formed, Mike, as Dahlia would say.
World. Almost fully yes. formed. And get ready, because after the X, we're going to do a dive on Pony's birthday. And
oh,
be prepared,
good.
Pony.
Bone
I
want to
find out about the evening out. I want to find out if you got any goodies for your birthday, you know, whatever
swing.
Happened. But does that answer the question, Oscar, satisfactorily, do you think? Are we okay with
you
that?
You get right. what you get.
All right, let's get a joke from Iowa. Clean our palate here.
Hey, guys, Tim from Iowa. Got a little joke for you. Three-legged dog walks into an Old West saloon and says, "Which one of you shot my paw?"
You're better than that. Don't you laugh at that.
I thought you'd like that.
No, I don't like
I
that.
I put that on because I thought you'd like that.
The setup is
the delivery is everything.
Yeah, but the setup was a little wrong.
Oh, no. He just rolled right into it.
No, what you do is a dog limps into a bar. He doesn't have to be a three-legged dog.
Oh, now you're being a comedy snob. It's a bad joke
so
to begin
because
with.
Because you are indicating that the dog's paw has been blown clean off.
Yeah.
Because it's three-legged.
Yeah.
When if he limped into it,
it's a little happier.
How about let's rewrite it even further.
Okay.
Dog walks into a bar with a really bad limp and says, "Which one of you shot my paw?"
See, now I'm laughing.
No,
you like the three-legged
dog? Go work.
Yeah,
three-legged dog is funny.
Funny.
Well, everyone's allowed to have their opinion, but I still think you're better than that.
Very good.
You're better than that joke.
Oh, you know, we're getting mean again. It says mean caller. So I do snark and mean caller. Yeah. I edited out a lot of them.
What
All
a
right,
day.
Here we go.
Hey, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, Natty. This is Ron calling from Forest Hill, Maryland. Calling to say that I'm glad that Mike finally called Rob out for being a dumbass on Friday's show. Rob doesn't know what he's talking about.
Oh, Rob's been taking it a lot.
The Hangar Club is next to Andrews Air Force Base, you dumbass. And let's see, what else? Oscar not signing up for Selective Service. Rob, that's still around. It's been around for decades. It's staying around. Everybody has to sign up for it. Oscar, if you didn't register for it, you need to get the hell out of my country. All right.
Oh, not to, oh no, we won't take that.
For the draft?
No, yeah, that's what, hey. Get the hell out of my country. Send him back. What's going on?
No. I need some clarification here. I can sign up for the draft right now.
Selective Service? I don't know.
I don't know.
Years old. Can we do a deep dive on it? Can
Pony,
some of our staff
you're a draft
research,
dodger. Find
look
out.
Look up Selective Service. Yes, I don't believe I may have had to register. I don't remember.
And here's where this guy loses all credibility is when he said, when you finally called me stupid. You've been calling me stupid for a quarter of a century.
Sir. Of course. It happens. Yeah. I mean, come on now.
I am America.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Amen.
Amen. This is right. what I've always
get
said.
Used to it.
It's a 18 to 26.
18 to 26.
Rob, I want to make sure I stay on schedule.
Oh,
right now.
I missed out, man. I'm sorry. I was in college. Get an education. Right.
You still have to sign up.
What are you looking at?
Did you sign up?
I'm still trying to find what the car was. The car was for Jerry. I can't find it.
Don't worry about it.
Let it go, man. Jerry's dead. Move on.
It was a 1982 Buick LaCrosse.
Buick LaCrosse. It was a Ford Fairlane. Oh! All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, more yaks and Pony's birthday.
Yeah.
I also want to finally dive into this Airbnb thing and find out what goes on with that. We'll take a break and be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Time now for Fun with Languages. Today we speak Japanese. True enlightenment is found through laughter.
真の悟りは笑いを通して見つかる。
A TMOS bonus show package is the perfect way to achieve comedic zen.
TMOS bonus show package は喜劇的な zen を達成するための完璧な方法です。
Click the bonus show banner at MikeOmeraShow.com to begin your quest for hilarity now.
MikeOmeraShow.com でボーナスショーのバナーをクリックして、ハイラリティの探求を始めましょう。
The sugar glider is my spirit animal.
シュガーグライダーは私の精神動物です。
どうもありがとう。
That's Jim Amato.
Thank you, Jim Amato. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Ring. Ring's mission is to make neighborhoods safer by keeping you connected to your home from anywhere in the world. So, if there's a package delivery or surprise visitor, you'll get an alert and you'll be able to see, hear, and speak to them. All from your phone, no matter where you are, thanks to the HD video and two-way audio features on Ring devices. I have the Ring floodlight cam right here in Maine, so I can keep track of my home. I check it 3 times a day. It's the best. It's a motion-activated security camera with built-in floodlights, a siren alarm, played it there this week. It
That's
was
right.
Outside. You couldn't hear it that well, but I tried to play it. Two-way audio. So you can see, hear, and speak to anyone on your property from anywhere in the world. I am in love with it. As a TMOS listener, you have access to a special offer on a Ring Starter Kit. It's available right now.
When?
Right. It has a video doorbell and motion-activated floodlight cam. This starter kit has everything you need to start building a ring of security around your home. Just go to ring.com/TMOS. That's ring.com/TMOS and start living safer today with Ring. I love it, love it, love it, love it. Do we ever get a selective service answer as far as what that entails?
He says it's 18 to 26. That's when you... Now, I remember when I became a citizen, I did check something that said I would fight for this country.
Hmm.
So if that's... You know, opting into the draft if there was one, you're welcome, sir.
Well, it's part of your oath, though, right?
I would fight for this country any day.
Drop us a line and let us know, because obviously we don't have a research department that can actually...
No, he did. Pony gave us the context. He said, you can sign up from 18 to 26 still.
You can choice or... Yeah, well, it's still a thing.
Yeah, it's still a thing. You can. But
it's voluntary, correct?
So I guess what we were alluding to is if there wasn't a draft...
Yes.
Right? You weren't... Like you, I guess that's the question.
There was not a draft. I missed
the
draft.
Yeah, so you missed
the
draft.
Days of the lottery and all
the
that.
The only draft I remember, sir, was in the MLB. And if you got a first draft pick, I'm lucky enough to have collected baseball cards. You're excited about that. Now, if I had to fight for this country, I would.
I think mandatory military
just
service.
Just like in Israel.
Would be a great
idea.
We've all
talked
really
about
that.
I think
it'd be
great. In Bolivia, not so much.
Great for Robert. Yeah.
Very good. Close to home there.
Very good. Let's. You want to get a call from a nice dad?
I would love that, please.
This is our first. We have a couple of nice dads. Nice dad number one.
Hey, everybody. Hope you're doing well. TMLS Yak Shack is a really cool feature, and hoping I could use it to wish my son a happy birthday. He turns 19 this weekend, so happy birthday to you, Sean. And
that's nice.
You know, if you'll put this on the air, it's up to you guys. But I'm proud of him. He's 19. You know, he's about to be turning 19, I should say. Get a little nervous there, sorry.
It's all right.
Getting turning 19, and everybody's trying to figure out life at 19. And he's doing, you know, the same. He's got a SoundCloud account, Papa Sean's, and he's put out a rap song. And it's not safe for work. It's a little in your face, you know, stuff like that. But
what a nice day.
I'm proud of him.
That's sweet.
I'm proud of what he's doing. He's working hard and. Still following some of his dreams, and so obviously he's young, got his whole life ahead of him, and I wanted to say that. So thanks a lot, guys, and
You're doing a great job on the show, you and all the interns. All right. See ya.
Well, nice job to you, Dad. Yeah. I know that's not something that's easy for you to do. No. And that was really nice. And, Sean, you should appreciate your dad for calling in. And he was definitely somebody that probably doesn't like to do that type of thing, but he did it for you.
I wish that's very, very Sean's cool. Dad would call my dad and be like, this is how you're a dad.
Exactly.
Okay, my dad's never said anything that nice to me in my life.
Isn't it funny? Our demons are all coming up. Yes. Robert going to the military and Oscar.
What if your dad, what if you brought a rap record that you made to your
dad?
When
I was 19?
Yes.
I don't think my dad talked to me from the ages of 17 to like maybe 27.
I don't want to press play on this.
He goes, are you still doing that radio thing? Okay.
I remember when I first got my first really big contract in radio, and I went home and I said, Dad, this is my contract. This is what they're going to be paying me to do a radio show. And he looked at me and said, well, what are you going to do with it?
My daddy.
Womp, womp,
womp, womp, womp. Womp, 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 womp.
Dad, if you must, though, I'm going to be paying attorneys with it.
I'll get to keep a lot of it.
No, attorney.
Some of it.
Divorce attorney.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I guess you're right, Dad. See you later. I'm going back home now. TMOS Yak Shack. Let's take it
Hey, fellas. I think I might be the first person calling from the bad place, but that's where I am. This is Andy from Baltimore.
Attaboy.
Just wanted to say thank you for all you do and keep bringing the funny.
Very good.
I appreciate it.
In the casino.
The bad place is taking it all, but that's what they always do. Looking forward to hearing you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Let me tell you, if we get a call from a guy in a casino, that's somebody that's got us on the brain.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. That's and somebody casinos, who
casinos
in a casino.
Love cell phones, so do it. Do you suppose it's the one that's technically in Anne Arundel County? Because I'm trying to think. I don't think there's anything in the city.
It could be the one down in Fort Washington at the Washington Harbor. Is it Washington Harbor? What's the one with the MGM Grand? Where's that one?
That's Washington Harbor,
Washington Harbor. It could be
but I think he said Baltimore,
Maryland Live. It could be
in Maryland Live, so that's more, it's
Anne Arundel County.
Anne Arundel County.
Near, Arundel Mills or something there's like that. Not that I've been to that.
There's one way. It's a,
you know, is it over by the mall.
Is it the horse? Is it the horseshoe when you drive right
there's
into Baltimore?
Charlestown. There's Charlestown.
Yeah, Charlestown, West Virginia.
Out there in West Virginia, was still, I have a soft spot.
I think it's
spot
the horseshoe.
Yeah, but Charlestown has.
Where's the horseshoe?
There is a.
It's on the horse's foot.
There is a Baltimore casino right next to Raven Stadium.
Is there?
Yes.
There's a new casino
next
to Raven.
A proper casino right there. I'll pull it up. Give me a second.
Really?
Yes.
So I didn't. Did you know this?
I had no idea. When you're driving through town, like.
Do they light it up in purple like the stadium?
It looks like Mardi Gras.
Yeah. Wow.
There's one also. There's a Hollywood casino off of 95 north of the Maryland House. Like up around.
I've always felt like stopping by Maryland House is a big enough gamble.
Yes, it is, especially with E. coli.
Charlestown is a nice place, but you know what? I think they need to step up the hygiene factor. When I was playing roulette there, ran to a lot of sticky chips.
Well, yeah, it's nasty.
A horseshoe casino in Baltimore. I knew it was horseshoe.
Hello!
It's got a horseshoe.
It's got 3.9 stars out of 5, Mike.
That means it's an asshole.
That sounds for Baltimore pretty good.
Okay, but it looks. Whoever took their pictures, I'll tell you that they looks pretty nice.
Sure. Now, when did it open?
I think about 2 years ago. I've had friends, maybe even three. I've had friends that have gone to, like, we're going to the horseshoe tonight. And I'm like, well, if you're going to pick a casino, why not? Why not the one right there? Yeah.
It's owned
by
Artie.
Next to the stadium.
It's owned by Artie Donovan.
Hey, hi, come on in there.
The late Artie Donovan.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, have a hot dog. Have a hot dog and come in here and do some gambling. I'm Artie Donovan. Yes, sir.
Caesars Entertainment owns it.
Oh, it's owned by Caesars.
So it's a real place.
Real casino.
Oh, man, I love casinos. I do. Can't go to them anymore. Just another thing that's been taken away.
I wonder how they were able to
not go to casinos. Why?
Wonder how they were able to bend the city laws of Baltimore to get a casino in there. That's usually in the straight and narrow in that city.
Yeah, certainly no corruption up there. Nice dad number two.
Hey, TMOS. It's Joe from Howard Grace.
Sorry about that.
Just requesting maybe a birthday shout out to my beautiful daughter that's 7, Brianna. She loves the show. She loves Mike and his flarp. Anyway. And, happy birthday, Pony Boy. I think you guys share the birthday on July 17th.
There you go.
Anyway, have a good one. Bye.
There you go. Thank you, nice dad. And before we break, one last one. And we've got, we'll take them all. We've got a first responder.
Let's good.
I got a lot of calls based on that guy that was calling saying people should wear masks. and the first responder is complete a-hole.
Right.
A lot of people were angry about that.
Hey, guys. My name is Chris from Temecula, California. I've called and wrote in a couple times and communicated with Rob. I've listened to you, Mike, since I was a little kid. I'm the chimney sweep that actually yelled at Oscar for tearing his chimney down by himself by looking at a YouTube video.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I'm calling, I am a retired firefighter from the East Coast. I was injured in the line of duty. And I just heard the Yak Shack from last week. And I've listened to you guys through some really horrible times in my life. And you guys have made my life so much better. And I smile and I laugh and I cry. And, you know, I love getting my daily dose of you guys.
That's
but
nice.
After listening to that Yak Shack the other day, it's the first time in my life, after almost 30 years of listening to you, that I literally wanted to fight one of your listeners. When I heard Anonymous, Gutless Pig, in Nevada, speak about my brothers in New York City that are suffering and dying because they didn't wear personal protective devices on Ground Zero. We lost 343 brothers and sisters that day that I knew some of. And for him to call and say, well, my dad was an OSHA inspector and they weren't wearing their PPE and now they're sick. Those guys didn't even question. They went.
Yep.
Guys like you, Anonymous, are the guys that are cowering in the corner that we have to pull out. We don't ask for this. We do it because we love to help people. We do it because it's a calling that we love to do. And I don't like saying, oh, I'm a fireman. This is what I did for a living. But when I hear people like that disrespect the honor and the dignity of those men and those women by saying they deserved it because they didn't wear something that they were told that the air was fine. You know, you're Anonymous, which means you're gutless. So, you know, before you make a phone call and say something the way you did, you know, think about it. You're hurting more than just somebody. You're a piece of garbage. Go away. Guys, I don't know if you're going to play this or not, but I had to say something. I've never been angry in my life after a telephone call on your show, and I literally was furious. I love you guys. I've always loved you guys. I hopefully will be able to come see you in Las Vegas. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to.
You got cut off there at the end, yeah. But well said.
Here.
Couldn't have said it better myself, and I don't think he came across as preachy at all. I think that was a legitimate call. I was pissed off when I got a call from that guy, and there were a few that I got during the Yak Shack that were just so profane I couldn't let them on, but they were mad too. So he pissed a lot of people off, and those are the last people you want to throw darts at, because they are the people that went in there. They didn't think about masks, for God's sake. Oh. Why? But anyway, great call. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Hello, listeners. This is Alan from Vegas, and I'm here to help you prepare for your trip to TMOS Live in November.
Today, Alan,
we'll learn about Nevada's official state symbols. The official state rock of Nevada is sandstone.
Nice.
Yeah.
The distinctive red color of some sandstone is where we get the names for two of Southern Nevada's most popular parks, Red Rock and Valley of Fire. And speaking of rocks, you rock if you've already bought your tickets to Saturday night's TMOS Live 10th Anniversary Spectacular. See you there.
I love that we afford listeners a chance to do that.
Yes.
That, to me, is satisfying. It started with that wonderful Jim Amato, moved on to Paulie Christine. I love our listeners doing promos for the show.
I think it's
a blast, and it's so much fun. So thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Liquid IV. I hold in my hand my Liquid IV, my lime today. I love the stuff. It's great. It's the fastest, most efficient way to stay hydrated.
Hydrated.
That's right. Hydration. I love it. No, I'm joking, but I love hydration and I love Liquid IV. Now that the warm weather's here, you need it more than ever. Liquid IV hydrates you 2 to 3 times faster and more efficiently than water alone, with an added bonus of these vitamins. Are you ready? C. Ooh. That's a
I
great
love
one.
That one. That's a oh, great man. Vitamin.
Great vitamin. B3 is good. B5, all there.
Yeah.
B6 and B12.
Oh, I love it.
They're all there in Liquid IV.
Get rid of my
by the way,
did
you know that Liquid IV is the fastest growing wellness brand? You can find it everywhere, even Costco. Liquid IV Hydration Best. Multiplier sold at all Costco's nationwide. We're on the ground floor with Liquid IV.
Yes.
We love them. I hope they love us. But buy Liquid IV through the Mike O'Mara Show. We'd love you to do that. I love Liquid IV. I know you will too. Right now, our listeners get 25% off at liquidiv.com when you use that lovely code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything. I know Alan likes it.
Alan does.
Alan likes it at the Liquid IV website. Go to liquidiv.com and enter the promo code TMOS to get your savings and start getting better hydration. That's liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. Don't wait. Start properly hydrating today. I buy Liquid IV. When we do a promotion with them, mm-hmm. they send me Liquid
yes,
IV
love it.
To the people at Liquid IV. You could send me a garage full of it. And I would appreciate
Ooh.
It. Thank you very much. Ooh. I love the stuff. Yep. Love, 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 love. Okay, I'm not sure how good these yaks are, but I'm going to blast through them as quickly
okay.
as I can.
Yes.
Just to wrap this up, because you know when people call and I edit, I want to get them all on.
The worst thing in the world, Mike, is a yak backup.
Yeah, we don't want a yak backup, okay?
Hi, this message is from Michael. Michael.
Hi.
I am a member of your family. I'm sure you know who I am.
Who?
I have a TV recommendation for you, Michael.
Yes.
It's called Fleabag. I might be late to the party. Perhaps I've been.
Nope. My buddy's the Colburn's like Fleabag too. Got
it's
Emmys.
Fleabag and Amazon Prime. Can you afford the Amazon Prime in your plastic house, Michael? Well, if you can, I recommend Fleabag.
Fleabag.
2 seasons, 6 episodes each, around 25 minutes. The woman who stars and wrote the show also wrote season 1 of Killing Eve. I do remember you liking Killing Eve, Michael. Correct. Okay, well, I'm going to go read a book, do some yoga, and go into my wooden house. Goodbye.
Thank you, family member, who I don't know. Thank you.
Probably a cousin, I'm guessing.
Cousins?
Did I talk about it on the bonus show, Fleabag, a little
yes.
bit?
Yes, yes.
It's a little...
off-putting.
I have to go back. It's a little, you know, the opening scene. It's just a little weird. So here's a funny theme park call.
Good. I love theme
park. Hey, Mike. This is Matt from Fairfax Station, Virginia. I just listened to your bonus show where you talked about your misgivings about Disney and what you don't like about that, which is, I completely get it. But I'm a Disney fan. My wife and I got married there 12 years ago.
Right.
We take our kids down there at least twice a year.
Yeah, I'm happy for you. Okay, anyway, I'm sorry. Oh, that's just no.
Wow, send that right off. Send that right off to the park.
I really haven't cut off yaks. I should let it play. It's
there might be something. There might be something good.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's not nice. Yeah. Okay,
Mike. I can show you a Disney that you would not believe.
Really?
Think about the booze and of the food. I was there in January, and I'm 40 years old, and I got gout. I drank so much beer and ate so much sausage in Germany that the next morning my toe was inflamed.
Yeah.
In the flames were coming off of the flames on the side of my toe. Mike, you like ice cream. All right? Mm-hmm. I like ice cream. You like ice cream. There is an ice cream shop in France, in Epcot, that makes homemade ice cream. And you can go in there and you can order a croque glace. I don't speak French, but I think that's how it's pronounced. It is a warm brioche bun. Freshly made. They slice it open, and you get a scoop of your choice of ice cream,
no wonder
and then
you
get your
gout.
Choice of sauce, be it chocolate or caramel or strawberry.
Is he doing a bit?
They choose chocolate.
I don't know.
And then they kind of cinch the edges closed, and then they warm it. So you are eating a warm brioche. And in the center is some of the best homemade ice cream you've ever had.
Yeah.
I get it.
Are you okay?
I gotta go. Okay.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I gotta go, guys.
Bye.
I gotta go.
Thank you. Okay, bye. Thank you.
I can vouch for the food at Epcot. It's excellent. I don't know that I could take it to that level. Did he sound like a fat guy to you?
No. No,
he didn't.
No, it sounded like he was
off. I'm Eddie from Phyllis calling with a TV suggestion for Mike. The show Misfits on Hulu.
Mystics?
It's about what happens when the kids doing community service in orange jumpsuits get superpowers. I know you're not a superhero guy, but this is not that. It's more
you know what, Oscar? Do you know that one?
I've seen the preview. I'm not part of
the system. I've seen it. It's great.
You guys like it? Do you like
it? It's very, very
funny. It looks cool.
Yeah, but make sure you don't watch Mystics. That's about the girls' basketball team here in Washington, D.C. It's not as entertaining.
It's Mystics. How are they doing? Are they
Pony,
drawing
I don't know how they're doing, to be honest with you.
Best season ever.
What's Misfits about?
Misfits, like you said, it's just about these kids getting community service, and they all get these superpowers, but they're not, like, most of the superpowers are not very good. They're, like, just weird things, mm-hmm. like being able to control, like, milk with your mind. And just, like, the weird things.
Are they society's outcasts that band together and learn a lesson in every episode? Yeah, you know what
I can't. I can't wait.
Sounds like a pile of suck.
I can't wait to watch that.
It's actually pretty funny.
All right,
that's pretty funny.
Definitely worth your time.
Okay, let's take another go. Oh, wait, hold on. I'm screwing this up. Wait, stop. The next call is a Maddie lover. You want to hear from a Maddie lover?
Maddie.
All right, let's listen.
Hi, this is Martin from Buffalo, East Amherst proper. And I just heard it was the week of Maddie. So I wanted to just talk to her for a second and let her know that she needs to let Mike know about Rick Jeanneret, the best hockey caller in all of hockey. Also, Maddie, I am in...
Is that an alcohol thing when
also is
someone laws, is talking?
Is Rick Jeanneret one of those like Mike Hunt, you know? That used to play for the Whalers.
No, I think Mike Latouris is a guy. Jimmy would know. Jimmy would know. But Maddie, do you know? Is Maddie gone yet?
Maddie's in Ireland.
Yeah,
Maddie's in Ireland now. Okay, well, when she comes back, we'll ask her about Rick Jeanneret. It sounds it's a pervy name. That's for sure.
It sounds like it comes with a list of
that's appropriate.
It sounds like a list of side effects would come with it.
We should run it by human resources before we.
Yes, we haven't found a cure, but with Rick Jeanneret. we'll do it. By the way, we've got 25 seconds left of Rick Jeanneret.
Oh, good.
Absolute awe of you representing Buffalo in a fantastic manner.
Talking about Maddie.
Yeah.
People think you're dullards.
Okay, I can't do it anymore. I'm sorry. Thank you. All right, moving right along. We're
that's
get
also,
out of
that speaks well for the mayor.
Mm.
Yeah, the ex-mayor, yeah. Tony Masiello.
Absolutely.
Anthony. I like to call
Anthony.
Him Tony.
Anthony.
Let's listen to Alexa.
Ah.
This is an Alexa call.
Alexa, who is Mike O'Meara?
Could you say that again?
Michael Meredith.
Do you want to hear Paul Michael Meredith?
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. That was that call. Want a Walmart call? This is another call about Walmart.
Please.
We started a thing with Walmart.
You know, that's Yak Shack. Calling from Sparks, Nevada. Just left Walmart. Refused to let them look at my stuff. Said no thank you. L Revolution TLS. Walmart.
Oh,
okay.
God.
All right. Okay.
I like that he had what was the international call of rebellion.
Yeah. All right. Revolution. Unfortunately, some are going to go by the what by. We get from a dear friend our final yak for the week.
Okay.
Let's listen to this one.
Hi, guys. It's Mother O'Brien. Hope everybody is well. There's a lot of posting these days about food. I was wondering, what was your favorite meal of all time?
All time.
Best food ever. Still think of it to this day.
Mm.
For me, it was the food I had in Florence. Mm. I had the best pizza and the best pasta in Florence. But I want to hear what is going on, what happened, what great meal you guys had.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to hearing about it.
Thank you, Mom O'Brien.
Take
Appreciate
care.
That.
Bye.
Thank you, Mother O'Brien calling in. All right, Rob Spiewak, you can start. You love food.
I have to go with what first popped into my mind. It would be the meal at the Peking Gourmet for my wedding rehearsal dinner because they rolled out every stop and the food kept coming all night long. And
very
it was,
cool.
I mean,
very
it's
cool.
always, it's hard to get a bad meal there, but this was special. And also that very, I'm not even going to look at him because you know why? I don't want to give Pony something else to cut, but I'll let you use your imagination, but double it. For that night, they moved a picture of me into the area where we were seated over the president. So that's it was nice to show off to my future father-in-law.
It's a wonderful place. Great. We've all had some special moments there.
Is
Oscar,
that
you
the
got a
only
favorite?
Thing that came that night?
Oh, stop! Oh my God! What is wrong with you?
You have to ask Shannon.
Matt, oh, that doesn't make sense. Maddie's not here, so we can actually make these jokes as Madeline isn't here today.
Yes.
It's
Johnny
in the other room.
Johnny. Oscar, do you have a particular meal?
Yeah, my mom's sardinas. To this day,
Mom's food.
The idea that she only makes them once in a while, but when she does, it's pretty phenomenal. So that is my all-time favorite.
Mine would be the first time I had Louisiana barbecued shrimp at the Desire Cafe in the middle of the French Quarter in New Orleans, Louisiana, where I had Louisiana barbecue. I'd always thought of shrimp as being wrapped like in bacon and barbecues. Mm-hmm. It was nothing of the kind. It was the shrimp in this amazing buttery sauce over rice. It was spectacular, and they gave you a little French bread with it, too. It was really great. And I ended up taking the crew there one night.
It was so good.
Was it as good the time we went down?
Yeah, it's just fun to take people there. But the first time, you know, hey, the first time is always the best.
That's true.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's it. We got to take a break. We'll come back with a little more fun.
We're a little early.
No, we're not, Rob. No, not this time. We're not. I'm not coming back with the news. Am I?
Yes.
Oh, God. All right. Let me take some more yaks. What is wrong with me? Jesus Christ.
When Oscar makes his orgasm jokes, it always throws you off.
A-game.
It does.
Take you off
your A game.
I'm sorry. I was gross.
Yeah, that's my joke
shame,
to make. What?
Shame.
Yeah,
that's
I
my
know
name.
Your name.
You mean at the end of this break, I'm not going to have another break to do? I have to go right to the news because we used up all our time again?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So this is the time. So I have basically 4 minutes to talk about Airbnb. Can you?
I thought we were going to ask Pony about his birthday.
Yeah,
because his birthday was just last night.
All right, well, ask Pony about. And I have. Let me see. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm sorry, I'm editing the yak. It's the yaks that have confused.
It happens. It happens. It's not
Pony,
a big deal.
Pony boy, you went out last night with the Hansons. Did you go out with the Hansons last night?
Well, you know, sometimes.
Can you turn up your volume level on that, please, so I can hear
and
you?
Speak up.
Absolutely. Is that better?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's much better.
Oh, it is better. I don't know what you hear on your, but you sound much better now. Is your volume level too low in there, maybe?
No. Okay. I just don't want it going crazy and spiking. Yeah.
So you said you were going out to dinner with just the Hansons last night?
How do you celebrate a birthday?
Normally, I would go out to a restaurant, a nice Japanese restaurant, have some takoyaki that's an octopus dumpling.
How dare you?
Delicious street
octopus
food.
Octopus dumpling. That's pretty exotic.
That's also what Pony used to call his old girlfriend.
You know, my little octopus dumpling.
And now she's
do that
aunt.
Thing with your eight hands.
Oh no.
Sorry.
Tentacles.
So normally you're saying, but that last night was not normal?
Well, you know, sometimes as you get older and you have more work responsibilities, you need to stick around and help out with things around the office. So last night I ended up having to.
Whoa! Hold on. That's passive aggressive, like number one right there.
Off the chart.
Oscar, is he giving a dig to you that you put him? You saddled him with too many tasks yesterday on his birthday.
As soon as the show was over. We go downstairs and there's a big impromptu happy birthday Pony. Like there's everybody's like I would say 15 people are singing him happy birthday.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Fantastic.
That's very nice.
Less than an hour later, I had completely forgotten that it was his birthday and there were things to do.
Did he load you up with some extra stuff yesterday?
Just a little bit, but it had to be done. It absolutely had to be done.
I forgot.
We did not have a choice.
So you're a monster.
So you should know this. That we are in the process of upgrading some machines here at the Village. And, Mike, we talk about systems and making sure that everybody's running on all 8.
Right.
And Pony, and I know this, and you know this about him as well, and so does...
Yeah.
He's so great at his job that sometimes you have to make sure that he is efficient with his time as he's doing his job. So I look at him. I said, look, man, I know you probably have plans forgetting it was his birthday. I said, but you got to stay here until all these machines are updated. And he looked at me with that little frown on his – I said, look, it's for the team. Like they – it's slowing
everything. When did you get out of
here,
Pony?
I'd say about, 7 o'clock?
Probably 7:30. So
– He missed Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What time did you arrive yesterday morning?
About 7:30, 8 a.m.
11 and a half hours is the answer you're looking for.
Wow.
We
happy birthday to him, Oscar.
So,
Jesus. That, you know, I was expecting two, three maybe, but no, 7 o'clock. Now, listen, for people that are slaying the dragon, there are people that work long, long hours, but the birthday thing.
I remember,
and that doesn't allow much time for octopus dumplings, does it?
Did it screw your whole night?
Yeah, but you know what? I can make up for it on Friday. It's no big deal. Sometimes you just have
to. Were you planning to go to the Japanese joint with the Hansons?
I was, but you know, they're willing to take a rain check. I think it's fine.
Right. Look, for me, this could have been
burner the group sex.
Hey, we can do that anytime.
I will pay for that dinner pony.
Did you have any idea that he got out of here at 7? Were you here?
Yeah, I was here.
Yeah, you're here a lot.
I left for a work dinner. And I said, Pony, text me when you're. He was finishing up. I said, text me, and he texted me shortly after. And I'm at the work dinner. I'm like, oh man, like there's something off about this configuration because I can get it from the app. You can do everything remote now. Mm-hmm. So I literally texted him. I said, I'm sorry to interrupt your evening. And at that point, I realized, oh, this is his birthday evening.
Yeah.
Because it's like 8:30 p.m.
Pony, I hope it doesn't. If it means anything to you, at about that time. I'd not only finished my muscles, I was on my third IPA.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
And it's not even your birthday.
Pony, I will pay for the dinner.
I appreciate it.
I apologize.
Thank you so much, Pony. Did you get any presents?
Not yet, but again, you know, I'm celebrating this weekend. It's all going to be good.
How about the present of work ethic?
Yeah, there you go.
Present of still being employed here.
I am still present here.
That's a gift every day.
Keeps on giving.
Gift that keeps on giving, Roger.
I'm a monster. Right. I'm so sorry.
We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need as Mike O'Mara's Alzheimer's still tries to figure out the timing on the show. I'm on time now, right, pal?
Perfect. Perfect.
All right, very good. We'll take a break. Come right back.
Hear ye, hear ye. Pray tell, dost thou know of the infamous, the nefarious, the Mike O'Mara Show? Shouldst thou happen to lend thine ears and tarry for nary a minute's time, you can navigate your magical electric device to MikeO'MaraShow.com, where thou must load them down, load. Okay, not a fan of the bard, no problem. We're cool, just listen to the Mike O'Mara Show, please and thank you.
Oh.
Zounds!
New guy.
That's intern Dan.
That's intern Dan? New one.
Yes. He does voices.
Dan, I'm a friend. When you come in here and you decide who to take down, that's the man. I am supportive. I want you to be talented and grow as a young broadcaster. That was a little different, but we'll take
Very
it.
Very different.
What do you hear is his lady character coming
Can't
tomorrow.
Wait to hear that one. I'm looking for it. Keep him coming.
Yes.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara.
Shh. It was sort of like a Shakespearean thing, like a town crier.
He's an artist.
I'm seeing Kevin Costner. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Just the dialect, Rob.
Okay.
I think I finally figured it out. I now know the reason that you haven't purchased your tickets for the TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular. You see, it's not self-loathing. You don't hate yourself. You hate me. Or maybe Oscar. Or most likely you hate Rob. It's okay. That's a sign of intelligence. You see, we ask you every day for the teensiest, tiniest favor. All we ask for you is to buy a ticket or two for the Saturday, November 16th show. Is that so wrong? Is it?
No.
And yet you don't. And that's hateful. Be kind. Make your mother proud. Do unto others. Don't hate us. Love us. Buy your tickets. This is the show that sold out on Friday night in 3 days.
I know.
I'm so terrible. Be kind. Make your mother proud. Do unto others. Don't hate us. Love us. Buy your tickets for the Saturday show. Buy them now. They're on sale right now at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We want to see you there because of love. We love you. Plus, a sellout will bring back the Dick Queasy t-shirt, so how about that? The TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular, brought to you by Zappos. Please don't hate, because what the world needs now is love. Sweet love. That was written by William Shakespeare Bacharach.
News! News!
It surprised me.
There you go. Thank you. Prosecutors in Massachusetts dropped the sexual assault charges against Kevin Spacey yesterday. He was facing a felony charge of indecent assault and battery for allegedly groping a then 18-year-old guy at a bar 3 years ago, but the case fell apart. There were issues with a cell phone that was part of the evidence, and the accuser exercised his Fifth Amendment right
and refused to testify, which kept the case from moving forward. Kevin isn't totally in the clear. This was just one of the allegations made against him. It all started in October of 2017 when actor Anthony Rapp claimed that Spacey made sexual advances toward him in 1986 when he was 14.
Yes.
And it pretty much destroyed and has officially destroyed Kevin Spacey's career.
Yeah, he's
so,
non-existent anymore, right?
That. Yeah, we'll see. But that's something kind of, it's always been odd, that incident they were talking about.
But there's so many allegations.
So many allegations. Right? A lot of stuff going on, and that's why he's not getting hired. The chances of any of us regular people dating a celebrity is about 1 billion to 1, but if you want it to happen, go ahead and slide into that celebrity's DMs. You never know what could happen, because that's how Chrissy Metz from This Is Us found her new boyfriend. On the Wendy Williams show yesterday, she said, quote, "He had messaged a couple of times, very sweet, but not obnoxious or weird, and then I was like, let me see if he's cute. Oh, he's cute. Okay, I guess I can respond. But I waited a little bit because you can't be an eager beaver," so to speak. "And then I responded, and then we just sort of hit it off." So he reached out to her online. And
a fan.
Everyone deserves love, and I think she does too. Good for her.
Or Toby.
Or Thank Toby, indeed. Much. Yes, yeah. Chris Sullivan.
Yeah, well, he wears a suit, though. Paul McCartney just finished his tour. This is a Rob News right now. He's now writing his first stage musical, and it is an adaptation of It's a Wonderful Life, which is old enough to have seen in theaters.
I'm on a Facebook page, the Paul McCartney Fanthology page, and I pissed off a lot of people yesterday because they posted pictures of him from his last concert of the tour, and I said, "Hey, look, he's using that face app."
Oh, no.
That's in here, too. So what do you think, Rob?
I mean, I don't
he's
like
working
it.
With
you know what?
Lee Anytime, Hall. He wrote Billy Elliot.
He is a tremendous—I mean, there's no argument he's the greatest pop writer for pop records of this or the past century. But anytime he's sort of strayed from that, like when he did his Liverpool Concerto, it always kind of rings hollow. And I think this is at this point in his career, count your money, Paul. You don't need to do this. And
well,
also, I don't think it's going
to
work good on stage.
It's a hack thing of
cheapens his
taking
brand.
Advantage of the iconic It's a Wonderful Life. But there aren't many details. They're supposedly have it ready by the end of next year. So, what if Paul
played Uncle Billy?
With the strings wrapped around.
I've got a string
Uncle
on my finger.
Billy, that jerk. If you've looked into any social media site in the past few days, you've seen someone using the Face app.
Yes.
It's the app that uses AI to alter your photos. And the most popular way to use it has been the filter that makes you look old. Hardy, har, 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 har. And it's terrible, in my opinion.
Did you try
and now,
it?
Now, I tried it, and then I deleted it. It's been trending for a few days. Time to dump a bucket of cold water on it. Yeah, it's privacy time. Turns out the Face app is made by a company in Russia. You're giving it access to all of your photos, and in their privacy policy, by using the app, you grant them permission to use your altered and non-altered photos however they want for eternity. Which, by the way, I've already done, even though I deleted it. It also immediately uploads your photos to a server rather than just processing them on your phone. It gives you permission for eternity when you don't sign up for that. It's just what's going on?
No one ever
Internet
reads those.
Fix this crap.
You want to see your beard turn gray, so you agree, and you don't read what they're offering.
It's also it immediately uploads the photos to the server. The company says they're using a data center in the U.S., but there's nothing stopping them from moving those photos elsewhere. So, is this a Russian project to build a facial recognition database on all of us? It doesn't seem that way. Could it turn into that if they wanted to? Yep. And there's nothing you can do about it now if you've used the app. Oh, and you've also given the app access to your photos, meaning that if they want to, they can download all your nudes and send them to Putin. And you never know. Just another reason why it's impossible, excuse me, to have fun in the digital age.
Nothing's free, people.
Face!
Face. And everybody, God. I don't know, man. I'm moving in that direction with Facebook in general, just with all of it, just with everybody.
With a Libra?
Like lemmings.
I want to be a part of it.
Let's start a digital coin.
A lot of people moving off of it. I'm getting close. It's getting so.
You going to go to Instagram?
Yeah, well, I'm on
Mike, you can rock the gram, man. Send those pictures up.
I'm on Facebook.
Gram.
You know, that's how I check in on my daughters, owned by Facebook, so it doesn't matter. According to a new study, firefighters have the highest job satisfaction of any workers in the country. Their average satisfaction is a 9 out of 10. The rest of the top five most satisfied workers are mine cutters, M-I-N-E
Well, like
cutters.
The naked guys in Chernobyl.
Miners?
Yeah, it would have to
mine
be, right?
Cutters? What the hell is a mine cutter?
What?
I wish I knew. I feel like an idiot right now. Is that a type of pediatricians Pony. Are also?
Yeah, it's someone who actually cuts into the ground to make a mine for mining, not like mines as in explosives.
I didn't think it was mines. If you're driving,
explosives.
If you're running the equipment that cuts into Mother Earth,
and you get to blow stuff up.
I don't know what it says about me, but anytime you start a sentence with "if you," I think you're singing the diarrhea song.
Ooh.
Pediatricians, very satisfied. Pediatricians, communications professors, Rob, are very satisfied.
Hi, Roger.
And guidance counselors have job satisfaction. On the other end of the scale, the people who hate their jobs the most are people who work at the post office. Mail clerks and sorters have an average satisfaction of 2.5 out of 10.
Damn.
Well, that's low.
The rest of the five most unhappy, court clerks, house cleaners and maids, insurance claims and policy clerks, and telemarketers. As far as the insurance claims and policy clerks, good.
You don't have number six on there, though, which is tech guys that miss their birthday dinner.
Yes, there is. And now a little something. Yeah. Last week, the cops in Port St. Lucie, Florida.
That's a great town.
It's a beautiful town. They got a call from a strip club about a guy passed out in the parking lot. When they got there, they found a 48-year-old guy named Michael Monahan.
Yeah.
Face down, and his fiance rubbing his back. They heard her say to Michael, quote, "Be calm. Please don't fight them."
Oh, no.
And there's really only way a drunk guy will ever respond to someone saying that. He hopped up and challenged the cops to a fight.
Naturally.
They calmed him down and arrested him. And when they asked if he'd been drinking, he said he put down 33 beers.
Wow.
That is more than 3 gallons of beer. He was charged with disorderly intoxication and resisting arrest, but I was charged with a lovely Irish poem, known in some circles as limerick, for those of you that like Irish poetry, okay? Here we go. A man named Michael Monahan put down as many beers as he could stand. When he got good and tight, he challenged the cops to a fight, which makes him a normal Florida man. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. How many muscles did he have with the beer?
By the way, halfway through dinner, as we're eating the mussels last night, Carly goes, "These are higher in calorie than a lot of other shellfish."
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, baby.
Yummy, yummy. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike Omeda Show.
Oh, it's your boy, Paulie. Technology has come a long way for the Mike Omeda Show. You can listen to it on iTunes and Spotify. Watch the boys on YouTube. Hang out with them on Facebook and Instagram. And now, they're also on Alexa. Let's check it out. Hey, Alexa, play the Mike Omeda Show podcast.
Here's the Mike Omeda Show from TuneIn. Number 2208, full course meal, 1 hour 22 minutes.
Today on the Mike Omeda Show.
Oh, my God. That's freaking unbelievable. Back to you, Mike.
I love Paulie.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Listen to that crap. The TMOS bonus packages. Hey, everybody. Oh, did you get them thunderstorms there yesterday, boy? Did you get them?
Oh, yeah, did we?
Oh, boo. They came out of nowhere. I'll tell you what. With the wind and the rain and the thunder booms and the lightning. Oh, Nelly. Whoa, Nelly. Look at that thunder boomer. I was so surprised I nearly messed myself twice.
Oh.
Thank God it's over, hon. I hate me some surprises, boy. I like the old dependables, like the Mike Omeda bonus show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Without fail, the TMOS bonus show shows up every Friday as irregular as a clockwork. With laughs and fun, extra TMOS. How great is that?
Yeah.
But you have to subscribe to be a part of the magic. Just click the banner on our website, and you'll get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS.
Yeah.
Remember, the bonus show is your passport to the Asport.
Need it, baby.
Copyright TMOS 2019. So please buy the TMOS bonus show, and if you continue to mess your pants on a regular basis, see a doctor.
Yes.
And your dry cleaner. Maybe consider Scotchgard. Bonus show, baby. I got
The TMOS bonus show brought to you
by Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat. Rice-A-Roni, the flavor can't be beat. One pan, no boiling, cooking ease. A flavor that is sure to please. Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat.
Rice-A-Roni is a product of PepsiCo via the Quaker Oats Company. Thank you very much. And now, without further ado, did I do that one
so
justice
perfect.
For you?
Hoped you would so sing. Perfect. I didn't think you would, but I hoped. And what you did is you overprovided.
Sounds like exactly
San Francisco
commercial.
Treat.
Let's love open it. Up that crazy audio volume. Right. Give me that meatball.
All right. Will Smith is a dick.
Why?
Yeah, I think so.
He's on vacation with his family.
I feel like he's always on vacation.
He's on a yacht in Greece. I mean,
fabulously wealthy.
Yeah.
He put this on Instagram. The colors are Hollywood beautiful. I mean, the boat is glimmering white.
Yeah.
The sky is sparkling.
Bristol.
Yes, it's Bristol.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't see him, but you hear him. He's talking to his kids that are laying on couches on the deck of a Grecian yacht.
Yes.
And he says, we need to do something that trends on the internet.
All right, guys, look, you know, you guys look really comfortable, okay? But we got to do something that trends. All right? Seriously, y'all just sitting around.
Nah,
you're
too tired to do something that trends.
No, we got to do something that trends.
Came on vacation so that we didn't have to do something that trends.
No. Who said that? Did your mother say that?
Yes. That's the whole point of being on vacation.
No.
So that you don't have to do something.
You have to do something that trends.
I don't know what to tell you, Dad.
Go jump off the...
Look.
Okay. Trey.
Do something that trends.
It's over. And I'll tell you why it bothers
me. He's so scary popular that he can do something.
Well, what bothers me is he's not telling them to clean their room. He's not telling them to be polite. He's not telling them to do something productive. He's telling them to do something that trends on Instagram. Right.
This is where we part ways. Their kids, look. You don't just stay a celebrity. You have to actively work at it.
I understand.
He's telling them, look, we're on vacation. Do something fun. And he's sharing that moment with the world. I don't know if it's, is it obnoxious?
It's tongue-in-cheek. It's lighthearted, but it's still, I mean, this is the guy that put his dumb little kid in the movies with him.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that, you know, and it's just, I put my kid on my show too. I mean, that's fun and stuff like that. But to make a whole movie that by the way, every movie that kid ever was in was box office cancer. It was terrible. I mean, it was really horrible. And it's just, the whole thing bugs me with these kids that have been so celebrity-fied their whole lives. There are a lot more cool celebrities out there that don't do this. And I don't know. The whole thing with them, it's greedy. I think they're greedy.
And you know what? I'm part of the problem because I played it, but I just had to share it with you. Meanwhile,
do something that trends because you're so scary popular.
Meanwhile, if you're not on a Grecian yacht, Mike, perhaps you're this man in Kentucky who is a contractor and he thought he had a speck of sawdust in his eye and he couldn't get it out. So he went to the doctor.
I've had ticks on me. You know, I've hunt and stuff.
You can't run subtitles.
I've had ticks on me.
I want to say the first a tick on his eye. I've had ticks on me.
I've had ticks on me. You know, I've hunt and stuff like that. The ticks are so bad this year. We always try to spray down really good. Really didn't think nothing of it. Think it was sawdust or something like that. And the thing of it is, I really didn't want to go to the doctor. And then when the doctor finally come in, he was looking at it. He said, well, I know what's in your eye. He said, it's a tick. And that's when I got scared. Once he grabbed a hold of it and pulled it off, the tick made the, like a little popping sound when it come off my eye.
Oh,
you can't spray your eyes. So,
Mike.
Uh-oh. Oh, that is like the worst thing ever.
Remember what this gentleman said to you.
God.
You can't spray your eyes.
Oh.
So
I'm so grossed
it's
out.
Literally,
that's like a ball thing, you know?
Yeah, it's so bad.
God.
You should see the pictures.
Did it leave a mark?
It did. Little guy, yeah.
Oh, it was sucking blood out of his eyeball. God, oh my.
Well, you got to admit, my eyeball blood is the best blood.
Sawdust.
Oh, God.
How do you confuse sawdust with a tick sucking on your eyeball? God.
I don't know, but this sawdust has eight legs walking around.
Oh,
all right.
So gross.
And Mike, he had a bad day. So did this lady in New Jersey. Why do they put the accelerator and the brake so close together on a car?
No. Does she say that?
No, but... Also, why do you build the exit to a car wash facing a river?
Oh, no.
So she comes out of the car wash.
She wants to get a real deep clean,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, and the red light turns to
deluxe.
Green, and she mashes down on the pedal. But you know what? It ain't the brake. It's the accelerator.
Just finished car wash, and somehow my car just went... Before you change your gear, you brake and then ready to drive. But I felt it accelerated. I said, oh, no. And I got out. But then I said, oh, no, it's water. I don't know how to swim. So I screamed, we don't know how to swim. I want to thank those people who helped us get out. Otherwise, we would have drowned.
The car wash guys helped her out, saved her life. Everyone is fine. And then she tipped them a dollar. Really,
look, who knows how fast the car was going, but it had to be awfully close to the river. I would think.
I mean, really, right?
The river.
What is her response time?
Oh, my God. At least she didn't have a ticker on her eye.
Oh, my God.
You know what? No one asked. Could be.
Right.
There's a guy named Tim Storms, and I play this to set up the next clip. He has the Guinness Book of World Records for the lowest voice. Now, his voice goes so low that humans can't hear it. Imagine this, if you will. They use electronic capturing devices. His voice
is lower than Alan's voice?
It is. It is. Okay. It's actually 8 octaves lower than a piano. Only elephants. Elephant is the only mammal that can hear his voice. But here he is showing off a little bit, just so you know the direction of low voices. Okay. Pretty impressive, because he can go much further than that. So with that,
he goes out of the range of audible.
Yeah, exactly. But they can actually capture it. Mike, the person we need to focus on as we wind up the audible is named Helen Leahy, who just got the Guinness record for the lowest female voice.
Helen.
You know, Oscar, just so you know, in days of old, we had a lady named B.A. McBride that worked for us that we would call Helen Lejos. Mm-hmm. But this is different. This is Helen Leahy with the Guinness record for the lowest female note. She
is
registered.
It Leahy or Lejos?
Leahy. She's Leahy. Lejos was Beth Ann. Her voice is the note is D, and it registered at 72.5 hertz. Broke the record, and they actually Guinness issued a statement.
It's a man, baby.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
That's a good audio vault. Wow, wowsy, woo woo.
It's a man, baby.
Oh God! All right, get your tickets to the live
Buy
show
them.
On Saturday night. We're doing a big game show night on Saturday night.
I don't mind telling
people that it's going to be great. And if you sell out the second live show, we release the Dick Queasy T-shirts because we're dirty whores. So get cracking, everybody.
Every Dick Queasy T-shirt comes with a tick.
Yes, a tick on your eyeball. With very, very, with an amazing range. The tick has an amazing range vocally. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
It's a man, baby.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Sometime my sister, she show her vagina to my brother Bilo and say, you will never get this, you will never get this, la 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 la.
What do they like anyway? They look pretty good. Are they real? Are they built for speed or for comfort? What'd you do with them? Motorboat? You play the motorboat?
You motorboat, son of a bitch. You old sailor, you.
Where is she? She's still in the house?
What is wrong with you?
A, B, C. A, always, B, B, C, closing. Always be closing. Always be closing.
Hey,